Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. We are Area 45. Hit us up, 713-572-4610. So we need to talk, man. We just got to discussing, you know, the Rockets, and PC'd said NBA title or bust for the Rockets.
Well, that, I said
that's
final.
The Kevin Durant.
I said finals or bust.
Okay, finals. You just got to go to the finals, right? Got to go to the finals or bust. Because of the Kevin Durant factor. Okay. And I'm like, I get it, but for, again, a team that, you know, surprised, and what did they finish? The 2 seed, first-round exit to the Warriors, a team that's had their number literally every time. You've never beaten them in the playoffs before. You lose to them again. But add in Kevin Durant, and all of a sudden, boom, you've got to go to the finals, or your season is deemed a failure. I have to initially disagree with that, and here's why. It's a window, right? It's a window. And Kevin Durant has yet to sign an extension. We all believe that he will, okay? It's their money, not ours, so whatever it takes, okay? He didn't give up much of anything to get him anyway. What's a few more 60-some-odd million dollars per? Whatever. It's a window. The window is supposed to last beyond the 25-26 season. We're hoping that it extends all the way to the 27-28 season with Kevin Durant and whatever iteration remains of this young Rockets core around him. So for that reason, I think, like, because they've done this to create a window, and Rafael Stone kind of said this earlier, or rather yesterday, we played the audio for you a couple of segments ago, when he was asked, I think it was like, yeah, that was the Sarge question, right, Chris? Sarge asked him, like, hey, you know, going from this past season with Kevin Durant, now, like, hey, NBA Finals contender. And he's like, yeah, you know, the goal is to win a championship. Doesn't necessarily mean, like, there's a window. No, I'm telling you there's a window. There's a window because it's Kevin Durant now we're talking about as a Rocket. That's a window. He's going to be 37 in September. There is a window that's going to take him through his age 39 season, hopefully with the Rockets the whole damn time and healthy. For that reason, I can't say this upcoming season is get to the finals or your season's a failure.
I think it is a failure. You went, you got Kevin Durant. You've built this team to be everything is win now. And if you don't win now, well, what are you getting? Right? What are we doing? If you don't win now, what is all this work that you did? You don't want windows. They're going to sign Kevin Durant to a, you know, 2-year extension, and your window is those 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is presuming that Durant doesn't have A, some sort of season ending injury, or B, some sort of untimely, serious injury that knocks him out of the postseason. Because Kevin Durant is still your lead offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Alpi is your number two, and everybody else is, you know, around them. So Durant is not a guy you can afford to lose for any kind of extended period of time if you want the 1 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Nor is he a guy you can afford to lose in the postseason if you want to get to your NBA
Definitely,
finals.
Yes. Yeah, I co-sign that.
But the idea is this team is deep enough. You heard Solomon only talk about their rotation being 10 deep.
Yeah.
Well,
strong.
If they're 10 deep, Kevin Durant should never, ever play back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
And he should not have to worry about playing 3 games in 4 days or 4 games in 5 days or any of those weird hiccups that never need to exist in the calendar but do.
Yeah, yeah.
He can rest those games. He doesn't have to play those games. If they're up big or down big, he should be sitting big because you're going to manage his workload and you're certainly not going to tempt the basketball gods and say, hey, we're up by 29 with 3 minutes to go. Kevin Durant's on the floor. He better freaking not be.
Yeah, you got to manage all that. There's other factors, of course. But other people have to stay healthy for things to go swimmingly. But
they can manage his workload.
And they will.
Maybe better than any other team because of how deep they are.
Sure.
And unlike the other teams that Kevin Durant has been on recently where they've created some sort of big three, and they gave up all their good young talent that made them, you know, an attractive team to begin with, they gave up all their draft picks so they can't get anybody else in new, the Rockets still have among the most young talent in the entire league. You've got Alpi, you've got Reed, you've got Amen, you've got Bari, you've got Tari. They still have so much young talent. They also still have all their draft picks.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't give up any kind of future ones or anything like that. They gave up five twos. Not all of them were their own. Like, they gave up twos that belonged to the teams.
Right, right.
And then they went and got back two more in the Cam deal. So they gave up three twos, not all of which are their own. So they still have basically all the picks that they would have had going forward.
Look, they're built well. That's the point, you know, which is why I struggle with, like, hey, this season, I could see absolutely saying that, hey, in this presumable three-year window, Kevin Durant hasn't signed an extension yet, anticipating 2 years. But in this presumable three-year window,
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it NBA Finals or bust? Well, hell yeah. But I'm not comfortable saying that, hey, in this first year with Kevin Durant, it's NBA Finals or bust. I can kind of get there, but to where I'm at, it's, don't we to a certain degree have to have the same amount of patience that we had with the Texans, or maybe in hindsight should have had with the Texans, like a team that in D'Amico's first year, Stroud and Anderson, blah, 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 all their first years, they won 10 games, won a division, won a playoff game, went to the second round. And all of a sudden, because you did that after the rookie year, it's like, hey, boom, let's go. Super Bowl, man, let's go. Especially after the offseason. Like, we should have maybe been a little bit more patient for, you know, a second-year OC, a second-year head coach, a second-year quarterback.
But that's how the NFL is nowadays. The way the salary cap works, the amount of player movement from 1 year to the next, what you can do in the draft.
Yeah.
The NFL, there's no more five-year builds.
Definitely.
You get a year, you get two max. If you haven't built in 2 years, you're out of here.
It doesn't make it right, though. It doesn't make it right.
But like,
there's a lot of pressure.
Hey,
I understand. It doesn't make it right, though. And look, or some organizations have been willing or have at least been in the position to be more patient than others, right? And the Texans before, with Kubiak years, they've been one of those organizations. Maybe you could say the same thing in Bill O'Brien era as well. They've been one of those organizations. Certainly the Steelers are going through it more now in the last 9 years. More than they ever have. I mean, hell, they're only on their, what, third head coach ever all time in franchise history. But so there's not a lot. You know, Belichick went through it before. And so for Ime Udoka, because you got a future Hall of Famer and one of the greatest of all time, is Rafael Stone, is Tillman Fertitta, like, from their perspective, and maybe less them and more you, the fans, and us, the media, you know, should we be a little more patient? Because a guy, yes, makes you better, like Kevin Durant, Hall of Famer, no doubt makes you better. There's no argument there. But do we expect, you know, bumps in the road? Do we expect hiccups? Do we expect things to just be awesome from day one, and this team is just going to railroad everybody, and they're going to win 70 games this year because Kevin Durant? I can't get there, I don't think the expectation should be that.
I don't think the expectation should be 70 wins. I think the expectation should be, barring major injuries, you're going to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I think the expectation should be you're going to go to the Western Conference Final, you're going to play Oklahoma City, you're going to bang heads. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out war. But you having Kevin Durant, best scorer on the floor, you're going to win.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. You're going to have that shooting. You're going to have that walking bucket that you didn't have.
Yeah, I know.
And what did we see in the NBA Finals? Man, SGA being a walking bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultimately was the difference.
Well, and then like, you know, how many times did you hear people say this throughout the postseason? Maybe you even had conversations about this very thing with others on the station, you know, during the postseason. But man, you know, the Rockets just were a little bit better offensively if they had just gotten something serviceable from Jalen Green.
Well, Jalen had to actually shoot the damn basketball.
But like, boy, the Rockets really could have they could have been a pain in the ass to the Timberwolves. Or boy, you know what? If they had the opportunity to play the Thunder heads up, you know, to go to the finals, boy, maybe they could have done something. And you don't feel, you know, horrible because, well, the league's MVP, SGA, you know, whooped your ass, fine. But you felt like, man, if you just gotten a little bit more here, or a little bit more there, or just look at everybody else's performance, like nobody until the very end, you know, put together like anything next to Oklahoma City that said, yep, that's a championship team, right? I mean, you got miraculous performances and shots by the Pacers to do what they did to even get where they were. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, maybe they were an Achilles, ruptured Achilles away from winning a title. I don't know. Maybe the Thunder do it anyway. So, hey, Rockets get Kevin Durant. Now that just usurps everything. And Oklahoma City's still really freaking good.
They are.
You know?
But, you know, who is the team that's going to knock them off? For years, the Rockets were supposed to be the team that was going to take down Golden State.
Yeah.
And yeah.
They were a hamstring away.
You said the one year that it looked like it was going to happen, Chris Paul pops his hammy, and then they go on to brick every single three in Game 7 that's ever been shot. The next year, Chris Paul wasn't really healthy, and James Harden decides, oh, you're not Chris Paul anymore, so, you know, EAD.
Yeah.
And runs him out of town.
Love your acronyms.
So this is now the Rockets being the team that's going to take down the Oklahoma City Thunder. They've got all the tools, all the weapons, but the difference being the superstar on this team is not known as the guy who is going to absolutely fall apart in Game 7. This guy is a two-time Finals MVP.
You know who they need to take down along the way? Because they got Kevin Durant. They got to beat the Warriors' ass. Former Warrior, team that you've never beaten before in the postseason, that's got to happen too. And then you got to take down the Oakland. Whatever order it's in, the Rockets need to knock those two teams off in their trek to a Finals.
All I want to see is KD yam on Draymond's head.
That would be beautiful. That would be awesome, man.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.